and you're very welcome to the Shabby Shuffle. My name is Wally, and this is Radioactive International. Tonight is the third of three programmes dedicated to looking at the original versions of songs covered on the Two Tone Records label. We've already done two shows, so tonight we're not actually going to fill an hour with the remaining covers, but we do have some other songs that were of interest or had some relation to the label or to the artists thereon. Okay, but the first one we're going to have is a track from the 50s, from Huey Smith. This guy composed and arranged and sang on this record, but subsequently the producer from Ace Records, Johnny Vincent, erased or deleted the vocal and replaced it with a more popular singer, Frankie Ford, who went on to have a big hit with the record. But I'm going to play the original version with the Huey Smith vocal. The song was covered on Two Tone by Rico as a single. And in fact, it was also part of the specials set in later concerts. Okay, so Huey Smith and C. Cruz. Rico there and C. Cruz from 1980. Okay, the next one is a track from Desmond Dekker, 007, one of his more popular hits. And in fact, given the success of Desmond Dekker, both in Jamaica and in the UK, with tracks such as It Mech and Israelites, somewhat surprising that only one song was actually covered by any of the two-tone bands and almost didn't make it onto the label at all. This track really was only released on Dance Craze and subsequently, I think, on the compact 4CD set. It was made available there as well. Okay, so Desmond Dekker and 007 Shantytown.
Yeah.
Body Snatchers there, recorded live from the movie Dance Craze and 007 Shantytown. Okay, now we move on to one of the more famous songs from the label, Madness by Prince Buster. Originally released as Madness is Gladness, and it was released on the LP I Feel the Spirit. This song, of course, very important for Madness. It gives them their name, as well as being a popular song for them. And in fact, the song was also covered by The Specials and The Selector. So here we go, Prince Buster and Madness is Gladness.
Madness, madness, they call it madness. Madness, madness, they call it madness. It's plain. That is what they mean to me. Madness, madness, I call it madness. Madness, madness, they call it madness. Madness, madness, they call it madness. I'm about that someone is using his brain. Madness, madness, they call it madness.
That's Madness with Madness, which was the B-side of their one and only single on Two Tone. Okay, moving along. The next one is from the kings of instrumental ska from back in the day, the Scatolites, and this one was their interpretation of the movie theme tune, Guns of Navarone, which was a top 40 hit for them back in the UK in 1965. The track was subsequently covered by the Specials on the Too Much Too Young live EP as part of the Skinhead Symphony. So here we have the original from the Scatolites. We'll be right back. Specials and Guns of Navarone, which was released as part of the Too Much Too Young EP, which was Two Tone's first number one single, and Catalogue TT7. And I mention that because there was also another record with Catalogue number TT7, which was withdrawn before it was released, and that was, of course, the Elvis Costello single, which is much sought after, but in fact isn't as rare as a lot of people seem to think it is. It pops up on auction sites and other websites on the internet quite a lot. But the two songs on the Elvis single are interesting. The first one is a cover of Sam and Dave's I Can't Stand Up for Falling Down, which we'll listen to now. And then I'll follow that directly with kind of a cover in reverse, really. The track was originally written by Elvis Costello, Girls Talk, but was originally released by Dave Edmunds, and in fact had a huge hit with it in 1980, perhaps. I'm not quite sure of the year. So an interesting single from Elvis. So we'll listen to the first one. This is the original from Sam and Dave.
Yeah.
Elvis Costello and Girls Talk from the flip side of his withdrawn two-tone single I Can't Stand Up for Falling Down. Okay, next up we have a track from Simmerip, who were a UK ska reggae group who at various stages went under different names, such as the Pyramids, Seven Letters, the Bees. In fact, Simmerip is most likely an anagram of Pyramids, or a partial anagram anyway. But they played around the 60s, and they kind of latched on to the growing skinhead interest in ska and bluebeat, and started to release a lot of skinhead anthems. Such as Skinhead Girl or Skinhead Jamboree, and this track, Skinhead Moonstomp, which the Specials covered on their Skinhead Symphony release as part of the Too Much to Young EP.
We're gonna reach on the moon, fellas. We gotta make sure that everything is sweet and strong. Alright? You gotta make sure you're shining your booty. Brush your teeth, because the man on the moon looking different from man on the earth. That's what I say, boy. Now remember, I'm your boss, Skinhead speaking. My name is Caleb.
All right.
And remember, I'm the boss. You can see, look on my foot or my feet, whatever you want to call it. You can see I've got the biggest boots. That's all right. Now, when I say sing, I want everybody to get in the groove and start singing because we're on the moon. Ready?
Specials Live and Skinhead Moonstomp, originally by Simmerip. Okay, the next track is a track that was covered on Two Tone by Rico for his album That Man Is Forward. And interesting enough, Rico actually played on the original, and in fact it was his first ever recording session. The track is Easy Snapping from Theo Beckford. And Beckford was a piano player, sometimes credited with the invention of Jamaican shuffle or boogie, which would later become ska. And this track was released in 1959 with Beckford on piano and vocal. Also on this session were Clewitt Johnson on bass, Ian Pearson on drums, Ken Richards on guitar, Roland Alfonso on tenor sax, and Rico on solo trombone, his first ever recording session. And produced by Clement Todd. So quite a lineup. Theo Beckford and Easy Snappin'.
Last night, Papa coming down, stood across the door. Mama said, no, Papa, you're a real gone clown. Easy snappin'. Everything is said, we're really fine and tall.
Rico and Easy Snappin' from the LP That Man Is Forward. Okay, as I mentioned on the second program, much of the research for this program, for the tunes, was done by Jason Weir, who co-wrote an article with me on the Two Tone website about this very subject, the original versions of songs on Two Tone. As part of that, people often, as part of the Two Tone site, people often send us in records or send us information about things that they've come across. And in August of this year, a chap called Andy Gladen contacted us to say that while Earthquake by Prince Buster was maybe the reference for Madness the Prince, there's actually another record that was itself an influence for the Prince Buster song. It's a soul track by a guy called Johnny Taylor called Blues in the Night, and very clearly actually when you hear it was kindly interpreted by Prince Buster for his Earthquake. So what I'm going to do now is just play the introduction to Buster's Earthquake, which you can hear in its totality on the second show, and then we'll just cut across to Johnny Taylor's Blues in the Night. Many thanks indeed to Andrew Clayton for highlighting this one. It's something that I wouldn't have come across otherwise.
Earthquake, child, earthquake, shaking Orange Street, this music will beat.
Lick-a-dick-a-lack, I echoing back the blues in the night. Now let me tell you, baby, my mama done told me when I was a knee pain. A woman of sweet song, she'll give you the very big eyes. But when the sweet talking's done, all right, let me tell you about a woman. A woman got two faced, I don't worry some things, who leave you to sing the blues.
Johnny Taylor and Blues in the Night, which was the reference for Prince Buster's Earthquake, which was then the reference for Madness the Prince, their first single on Two Tone, their only single on Two Tone. Okay, as you can see, we're out of the stage of looking at covers for Two Tone now. I think pretty much all the tracks have been done, and we're going to finish the show now with just some sort of curiosities, as that Johnny Taylor's track is, and a few other bits besides. And the next one I'm going to play is another quite little known track from the Pioneers. This one is called Mama Lupte, and is clearly based on the rhythm of the Maytals' Monkey Man.
Mama Lupte, Papa Lupte, see the hypocrisy.
the Pioneers and Mama Lupta, which is a version or interpretation of the Night Owl's Monkey Man. Okay, next up we're going to look at two tracks which I think served as an influence for maybe riffs or sections from two of the tracks on Two Tone. The first one is from Thelonious Monk, In Walked Bud, which I think was maybe either a conscious or an unconscious reference for one section of Ghost Town. And then secondly, more famously, the Rolling Stones' Brown Sugar, which included a riff in the Specials' Little Bitch. In fact, there were stories that Mick Jagger was interested in signing the Specials back in 79, went to a concert and was left early after being upset that that the song quite liberally borrowed the riff from Brown Sugar. But first up, Thelonious Monk and In Walked Bud.
Thank you.
The Specials and Little Bitch, supposedly the first song that Jerry Dammers ever wrote. Okay, the next track we're going to feature is was not covered on Two Tone. Its relevance to Two Tone is the fact that on hearing this track, Jerry Dammers contacted the producer and asked him to produce Ghost Town, the Specials' last and most successful record. I think Dammers had worked on more Specials, done production work, but I think at this stage the band were not very healthy. The relationships between the band members was not pretty healthy, and I think Dammers felt that to get a fresh pair of ears in, a new producer in, might help the recording sessions. So he loved this record and contacted John Collins, who was the producer, and the Specials went down and recorded this, I think, in London, in an 8-track studio, and the record was subsequently mixed in John Collins' back room in his house, which is astonishing when you think of how successful the record subsequently became. But anyway, this is the record that prompted Dammers to contact Collins. It's from Victor Romero Evans, and it's called At the Club. Victor Romero Evans and At the Club, produced by John Collins. Okay, the next tune we have, again, very important with relation to Two Tone. This one is Smoking My Ganja by a band called Capital Letters. It was released on Greensleeves in 1978. And this is the record that prompted Dammers to consider using ska as the medium for the band and for the label. Before that, they had some punk songs, they had some reggae songs. But Dammers, on hearing the energy of this song by Capitol Records, felt that ska was the perfect mixture of to use the energy of punk with the rhythms from Jamaica, and so arguably one of the most important influences for the label, Capitol Letters and Smoking My Ganja. Capital Letters and Smoking My Ganja. Okay, we have time for about two more tracks, I think. The first one is a bit of an oddity. I have to confess that I don't know a whole lot about this. It's a track from Musical Youth, from their second LP, Different Style. And it was written, or at least credited, to Stevie Wonder, who apparently sings or performs in the song as well. But it's quite clearly uses the chorus lyrics from Jungle Music by Rico Rodriguez, which was released on Two Tone a year previously. So I have to say, I've never heard any story about how this came to pass, or why Rico was not credited, or what the story behind this is. But I think interesting to hear the two records side by side. Musical Youth from Different Style, and this one is called What You Talking About.
Like reggae, I just had to lose my cool. I said, oh, what?
That's Rico and Jungle Music, released on Two Tone in 1982. Okay, so that's about it for the show and for the series, in fact. A lot of fun putting it together, a lot of work, I have to say. But many thanks once again to Jason Weir, who did a lot of the research for the article that prompted this program. The track I'm going to leave you with tonight, unfortunately, on a little of a negative note in the vibe of the song, might have been better to finish with jungle music. But this one is again similar to Girls Talk. Is kind of a cover in reverse, a song that was originally performed by an artist that wasn't Two Tone, but released by another artist. Let me explain. The track we're going to listen to is from the Body Snatchers. It's called The Boiler, and this was a track that was part of their live set but never actually recorded except in a John Peel session, which is what we're going to listen to now. So it was never recorded or released on Two Tone, but after the Body Snatchers split up, Rhoda sang with the Specials and toured with the Specials, and in fact the Specials actually played this track live in some of their later concerts. And after the Specials split in 1981, the next single was this, released as Rhoda and the Special, aka The Boiler, with Rhoda on vocals and really the remainder of the Specials on the backing track. There are some live recordings of the Body Snatchers versions in circulation, but this one I think has cropped up fairly recently. A lot of people have been talking about their Peel session and trying to locate it. So here's a pretty good version, actually, not unreasonable quality from the John Peel session, the Body Snatchers and the Boiler.
I went out shopping last Saturday, was getting some gear, and this guy offered to pay. It was the hunk, I think to myself. For so many years I've been left on the shelf, an old boiler. Then we went walking down Carnaby Street, and I felt really proud because he looked so neat. He was a rude boy, tough as there is. He said I was cool, but still felt like an old boiler. restless. His eyes still felt like an old boiler. But we danced all night long to the rock steady beat, and my roof all collapsed in a terrible heat. My mind's going round, saving my tights, confirming in my sight, must be an old boiler. So we came out of this club, hot and sweaty, so we've been dancing all night. So he says to me,
well babe, what are you doing then?
Well, I think I might get a cab, I said casually.
No, 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 why don't you come back to my place? Only lives just around the corner, you can go home in the morning, yeah?
Well, I don't think so, I mean, I've only known you a day, it's a bit soon, isn't it? Give me a ring sometime, yeah?
But then the hunky starts to get mad. I've all that gear you got on, I've paid you in here tonight. I've bought you all them drinks and you want to go home. I should have brewed a cocoa.
And then he stormed off.
Well, I felt prize money, didn't I? So I ran after him, caught him up. There we are, walking along about 100 miles per hour. Place deserted on my life. No people, no cars. There's the wind rustling through the trees. There's these little alleyways and railway bridges. Right. And all of a sudden, he grabs hold of my arm. He started to drag me up one of these alleyways. He starts to hit me. There was nothing I could do because he was so big. Tearing at my clothes, he was. And then he tried to rape me. And there was nothing I could do. All I could do was scream.
So we came out this club, hot and sweaty, so we've been dancing all night, and he says to me,
well babe, what you doing then?
Well, I think I might get a cab, I said casually.
Ah, no, no, come back to my place, I only live just round the corner, you can go home in the morning, yeah?
Well, I don't think so, I mean, I've only known you a day, it's a bit soon, isn't it? Give me a ring sometime, yeah? But then he starts to get mad.
Listen here, girl. I bought that gear you got on. I paid you in here tonight. I bought you all them drinks and you want to go home, I should have been eating cocoa.
And then he stormed off. Well, I felt a right mug.
Well, you would, wouldn't you?
So I ran after him, caught him up. There we are, walking down the street about 100 miles per hour, arm in arm. No talking, atmosphere you could have cut with a knife. There was no one about, nothing to take your mind off it, you know, no cars, not even the occasional stray animal. It was cold and winds whistling through the trees. Blowing newspapers against my legs, so I tripped as I tried to keep up with him. And there was all these little alleyways and railway bridges. Stink of piss. And all of a sudden, he grabbed hold of my arm. And he starts to drag me up one of these alleyways. And he starts to hit me really hard across the face, you know. Was hitting me, grabbing at me. It was awful because I was so big. Hitting me wasn't tearing at my clothes.
There was nothing I could do, honest. I was helpless. And then he tried to rape me. And there was nothing I could do, honest. All I could do was scream.